Well, hello, Toby. We've made it to another Process Dead podcast. And because we haven't stopped and no one's asked us to stop, we're just going to keep rolling.
I have zero restraining orders that have been served last week. Nobody was so offended at the idea of actually clarifying requests that they've taken legal action. So forging ahead. What is this, episode 12?
I think we're at a 12.
Oh, man. We're so deep into double digits now, I've lost track.
I mean, we have done this for so long that we've had episodes fall out of our top 10.
I know. Yeah. Let's pile on here. So
there you go.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about, we started talking about buffers and manufacturing and what a good lean process, but we lose sight of the fact that it relies on trust. And so last week, you started to share some thinking you've done around how do you take a zero trust process and then really clarify it. And you introduced this acronym called ACTS.
Yep.
Absorb and then make a choice. You know, what's the choosing? Taking some kind of action, which is usually what somebody wants. And then what's the status?
Yeah.
So what we didn't get to last week that I'd love to hear your thoughts on this week is that zero trust process with very clear request and what's expected of fulfillment. That's not a world we want to live in. I mean, as human beings, we seek community. And so if organizations aren't a community, how do you foster that? How do you take clearly defined process and expectations that are transactional? How do you start to imbue that world with the trust that we all want to live with?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, I think part of it, and, you know, thanks for asking the question, but I think part of it is, you know, sometimes you ask questions, I'm like, oh.
That's not the question I want to answer. Like a good politician.
I had to think about that one.
Oh.
But I think if the community owns the process, and I know we started originally with Toyota, but they have a deep, deep culture of the community owning the process.
Yeah.
Which is really, really unique. Where, like, here in America, oftentimes, you know, in our manufacturing, it was basically very, very structured, which is like, I'm going to count the amount of time that it takes my top producer to do XYZ. And that's now the new standard. And so now the new standard is time to performance, not quality of product output. And so whereas Toyota has a completely different approach, which is the community owns it. And, you know, they started a factory, I think in Tennessee, They did a joint thing with GM, and it was one of the hardest things that they had to teach the Americans employees was pull the line, stop the entire process. And in Toyota, they're like, yeah, that's what we do, because their battle is somewhat against those inefficiencies. And so unless your community is going after the process, now part of the problem I think we have oftentimes is processes get democratized. And so there's no standardization as a heads up. And so you have basically little pockets of processes that doesn't work. But I think that whole community side, like what's interesting is where we kind of kicked this off was, as human beings, if we get in trouble, we seek to solve that problem with trust. We often don't seek to solve it with process. That's a problem, right? And that's what we naturally do, right? And so our manager, who's now lacking trust in us, now comes and micromanages us, right? In order to build that trust. And then you have this a bit of this vicious cycle that just is not helping anyone. And so I think, like, from a community standpoint, from a work standpoint, I think it's super important. And I think the first thing, I came up with another acronym because apparently I like those. First one is, it just spells out CARE, which is, it has to be a community. Like if your job is not a community, hate to tell it to you, but like people are just going to start leaving. It's just going to happen.
It makes me think of the tragedy of the commons, right? That idea that something that might be for shared good has shared ownership. Like no one person.
Yeah.
Otherwise they are micromanaging, they're dictating what they expect. Everybody else. And rarely do we seek that out. And so this idea, so to make process more effective, to move it beyond a zero trust, start Maybe. Check.
And then I think that, you know, the second word is just assurance, right? Which is like, look, if I screw up, if I don't fit in the process, is it going to be safe to fail, right? So like, I think the story with in the US plant with the Toyota was they literally had to go grab the guy's hand, and the Toyota employee had to take the GM employee and literally had to take his hand and have him pull it because he was so scared to get in trouble, right? And so that's a community where, like, no matter what happens, if you see a problem, there has to be that psychological safety, that assurance that you're going to be loved, taken care of,
yeah,
you know, whatever. So that's, you know, that's A. So C,
Chris,
community.
I was going to say on that assurance front, you're right. Like, that permission to fail is exactly how we find our learning edge.
Yeah.
Right. If we're never pushing. The other element too here is that idea of you're being evaluated as if you're in a kayak, not in a team rowboat. It's not individual work when we're a bigger effort.
Yeah.
You know, play one piece in a process. And so understanding how to synchronize, of course, we're going to sometimes be early or we'll be a little bit late.
Yeah.
So that assurance that we don't get beat up while we're finding our rhythm, I think is a great call out. So CA.
And I think just one more thing on that is like, A lot of companies send mixed messages there, where it's like, we want you to be entrepreneurial because Steve Jobs was. Oh, we don't want you to screw up like he did, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so you can get these mixed messages, and so that just basically kills that assurance piece where it's like, you say one thing, you know, it's like tell your kids do what I say, not what I do. The R is respect. There has to be this respect, and there has to be respect for around, you know, what you do well.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be respect for, you know, this, you know, being a respectful part of the community.
Yeah. One of my favorite elements that falls in that respect is you may not have succeeded with the task, or you may not be competent, but it's not that you failed. It's that you aren't there yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much of parenting, I think, comes right back into the workplace in terms of values, certainly for me, and how I interact with others. And that idea that somebody may have missed it a little bit, it's just that they're not there yet.
Yeah.
But what you know is, regardless of what they've said, they haven't been able to internalize it and take action.
Yeah.
So that respect that recognizes that sometimes we all need a second run at it. So. Yeah.
And then the last one is just empower. Like, you have to be in a place where you are allowed to be the very best you that you were made to be.
Yeah. Boy, that's a really beautiful model. And I think that you started this by saying there's a difference in mindset, you know, and oftentimes as a country of cowboys, rugged individualism.
Yeah.
You know, what we're focusing on is what's my individual performance? How fast you run the Boston Marathon?
Yeah.
As opposed to, did your team successfully complete?
Yeah.
You know, quality idea is inclusive, whereas timed metrics are so narrowly defined, we lose sight of the whole.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's interesting, like, you know, just in thinking through these things, it's like, look, it's like, again, if you have that zero sum, but then you also have that community piece, and the community is in charge for building that process and fixing the entire system. Magic, man. Just magic.
I love that. Yeah, the idea of a well-defined process, I think, absolutely is the underpinning.
Yeah.
So there's logical flow. Each step has a purpose. And then there's validations at key points so that it doesn't go too far with weak quality.
Yeah.
But then we could overlay a sense of community and respect for one another that's acknowledging that you know, mistakes happen, but it's not a death knell.
Yeah.
I think that's really beautiful. So,
well, and I think, the hard part here is that, like, oftentimes the process doesn't support the acts. Meaning we're doing businessy things because that's what you're supposed to do, but we haven't done the hard work of saying, why are we doing this? Right? Like, what's the real purpose of the QBR here?
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, again, those things should be done, but if you don't know the purpose of them, then what's the purpose? And so process fails us on the zero sum side, and then it fails us also on the community side, because we're trying to solve something that the structure just isn't there.
I have to say, I kind of got hung up on the businessy things. I feel workshop. Do you want to offer are we going to launch a workshop around how to appear doing businessy things?
Yeah. You know where you find when you're doing businessy things? You just ask different levels that are doing the businessy things why we're doing the businessy things.
That sounds inflammatory. Are you picking fights? What's going on?
Am I picking fights? No, I don't know. I sit in meetings sometimes and I just think, why are we doing this? What's the real value add? Like, is it? And so this sometimes, maybe this is why I make acronyms. I'm not even sure, but like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm not absorbing I'm absorbing body blows. That's always fun. I don't know what choice we're making. Right. Like, I don't know what we're deciding on, and I don't know what, if I'm taking something or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it like, and sometimes like we get really heavy on status updates. Like we love status updates, but like, what's the purpose of those?
Yeah.
Like,
I know when I've written a status report that I don't care about and it's just a laundry list of stuff I've done, but it's not evident that I'm moving the agenda forward. Like that is a wholly unsatisfying week for me. So,
yeah. Well, and I think you run into it in existing frameworks, right? Mm-hmm. So you run into it where we do Scrum or we do Agile or I've got KPIs or we need RACI or we have OKRs. And so there's this assumption that everybody knows what that means, but no one knows what it means. Like
Bingo. I had all the. No, you're right, though. If somebody spews that laundry list, you know that they're in the business of doing businessy things, not in.
Yeah. And those things should be done. Those frameworks should be done, but you should understand why you're using them.
Yeah. And they don't all belong in one sentence.
Outside
of our podcast.
Yeah. Maybe why I'm so annoyingly stuck on process all the time is because I want to know what people do. Like, I don't really care about the words, right? Like, I was in an interview one time and they were like, well, how do you do this? And I'm like, does it matter? Cause I'm just going to do it the way you ask me to, or the way that I'm supposed to. So asking me how something should be done, like, do you do Scrum? What are your rituals? You're like, I'm going to tell you what I do, but like, ultimately I'm going to have to sneak into whatever rituals you have.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's oftentimes the, how are you going to do it? I don't even think they care. I think they're trying to evaluate. Can I trust you to deliver the outcome?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to wrap their head around your method.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Acts and care.
Trust.
In the process.
Yeah. Trust is the buffer. And if you think about that, like you think about these people that come in and you're like, how the heck did they do it? They're like confident as hell, but they don't know what they're doing. You're like, they got trust.
Yeah.
So they've got runway.
God forbid that you're competent and personable. Whoa. EQ plus competency is a powerful mix.
Could be dangerous.
I like that cocktail. All right.
Cool, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See you next week.
It's a deal, buddy.
All right. Bye.